September 4th, would you co-sign a note to help a friend buy an Escalade? How about to buy a $500,000 home? What happens if they default? You get stuck paying the bill, losing your own car and home in the process, along with your credit rating. Debt is serious. Proverbs 22, 26, and 27. Do not be one who shakes hands in pledge or puts up security for debts. If you lack the means to pay, your very bed will be snatched from under you. We have run across this idea before in Proverbs, in chapter 6, verses 1 to 5. It is a warning to the son that guaranteeing others' debts is a potentially dangerous idea. This is the wisdom that Rehoboam is going to need very soon. He went from being the king of Israel, with 12 tribes paying taxes to him, down to the king of Judea, with only 2 tribes. When he had only been on the throne for 5 years, the king of Egypt came up and took away a lot of his treasures. Suddenly, he is poorer still. One of the things that the king of Egypt took were the 500 gold shields that Solomon's guards had carried. What could Rehoboam do? He didn't have enough gold to make new shields. He had the new shields made out of a cheaper metal, bronze, and he kept them locked up, out of sight, unless he was going to the temple. I don't know if Rehoboam had guaranteed anybody's debts, but he was having trouble enough paying his own. Let's pray. Lord, sometimes we speak foolishly and commit ourselves to doing foolish things, like co-signing a note for someone who probably doesn't have the ability to pay. We put our own financial futures in jeopardy so someone else can have what they want right now. Help us to remember that banks would not require a co-signer if the person's credit was good. Help us to understand that all the good we would like to do for our family, for our friends, and for the needy could be jeopardized by this foolish act on our part. Amen.